Okay, Helen, Anna Olson says, could a human being survive being swallowed by a whale or big fish, a bit like Jonah? I've been thinking about the Old Testament story of Jonah, who was swallowed by a big fish or a whale, according to Matthew's Gospel. Are there any modern-day accounts of humans or animals surviving something like this?
There are plenty of accounts. They're all on the internet, and I should think they are all untrue, because there are all sorts of reasons why I don't think it's likely that anyone's really going to survive, at least not for very long, inside any of these animals. We could look at it, if you like. Well, which of the whales could physically swallow us? That's the first question. Can we actually get into their gullet and down their esophagus? If you're talking about baleen whales with baleen plates that filter tiny plankton and creatures from the sea, like a blue whale, the answer is no, because their esophaguses are very tiny, thin things, a couple of inches across. And even a blue whale only reaches about 10 inches if you stretched it. So I don't think that's going to be enough for us to get through. So maybe a child, but let's not try that. So that really leaves the toothed whales, the other part of the whale group, things like killer whales and sperm whales. Yes, they can swallow large prey. They can swallow large seals whole, sperm whales. We know sperm whales can swallow giant squid whole. So chances are they could swallow a human whole. If you can survive the being swallowed part of it and get past all those teeth, you then will find yourself in a complex system of digestion. They have up to four stomach chambers, like a cow. Find your way through those if you can, while you're also going to dodge all those nasty digestive enzymes that are going to start corroding your skin.
Well, not least the lack of oxygen, surely, as well.
Absolutely. That was my final point, was there really isn't any air in there. If there is any air inside a whale, it's probably methane, and that's not going to help you out very much. We do know that whales can be flatulent, so there is some gas. They do have gassy pockets, but it's not air, not good to breathe. Certainly no air inside a fish, so I think that's really what's going to get you in the end. So I'm afraid no, but there are lovely stories. I like Rudyard Kipling's How the Whale Got His Throat, which tells of a shipwrecked mariner who was swallowed by a whale, and he caused such a fuss that the beast actually agrees to release him, but the mariner, to prevent this ever happening again, forces a wooden grate into the mouth of the whale so that no, it won't swallow any more people, and all it can do is swallow little fish. So he got that half right, because that's half of the whales, the baleen whales. So, no, I don't think there's any chance. I think all the stories of people surviving being inside a whale are made up. Sorry about that.
Oh, you've really spoilt my day now, but never mind. Helen, thank you very much.